Blog Talk Radio.
My dear friends, believers, non-believers, and you of every thought, stripe, or idea, or opinion, you're all welcome to dialogue with me on any issue. And tonight we will talk about what I think is very important, the matter of miracles and the grand miracle of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason why I'm talking about miracles is that many people in our society want to see Jesus as a very, very nice fellow, an ethicist, a moralist, but they wish to ignore his claim to divinity in making and doing miracles. Of course, the entire biblical revelation is based on the miraculous, and therefore I think we have to talk about it so as to clear up exactly what we mean by miracle and why it is important if you're going to approach biblical revelation and Christ to acknowledge the miraculous. I'd like to talk a little about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We're not into media hope, media falsehoods or lies or political rhetoric. I'm a Christian, and I am not about to change that position. I adhere to full authority of Holy Scripture and all the creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. And if I read a book, I'll read St. Augustine, I'll read the Epistles of Paul, I'll read John Milton or any great Christian thinkers. These are the sources for my thoughts, for what I think is important and significant. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, and these are both Christian in orientation, and I've had over 4,400 visitors to my podcast show, and many visitors from Muslim countries to my blog talk show and podcast radio show. I'm happy to say I'm very happy that my near Muslim brothers and sisters are visiting my Christian-oriented ideas. And in fact, I've been in contact with a wonderful Iranian Muslim student who is very interested in my Christian books. And I have to say that I'm extremely pleased that her intellect is powerful enough and significant enough to dialogue with me on these issues, these Christian idea issues as presented in my books. I also have written 10 books, Christian and legal. I plan more. I've written essays in the Christian Review, essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and most recently a book on the Psalms, a 390-page analysis and commentary on all 150 Psalms. I love the Psalms. I value them. They are spiritual food. They are, as John Donne, the Anglican poet, aptly put it, they are the manna of the Church. Anybody who has not read the Psalms has missed out in their lives and thinking. They've made a mistake. Of course, Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he said that the Bible is the basis of Western culture and civilization, and he also made another apt comment that a society based on images is based on drugs, and it's only in print and the medium of print, not images, that we can learn, and that images are no more than drugs where we are passive receptacles rather than thinkers. I also have written over 900 blogs. These have been visited by many people from many countries all over the world. I'm pleased to say many people from Muslim countries also upload and visit these blogs. And I'm planning two books of these blogs. One is finished, and I'm looking for a publisher. And I'm also I am planning a book on the miracles in the Bible, on the book of Job, and on the sayings of Christ. And I'm hoping that in writing these books, they will be informative to those who wish to possibly gain some knowledge. Knowledge is not an easy commodity to get in our society, since there is great confusion in thinking and in what it purports to be knowledge, but is no more than political propaganda. Tonight, I will be talking about the miracles. Now, Jesus made a claim to divinity. First of all, the Bible is based on the miraculous. The creation of the world in 7 days is a miraculous event. The fall of man into sin is also a miraculous event, in which we're told that Satan brought this about in the Garden of Eden. There's also many other miracles in the Bible. And most of all, I want to talk about the miracles in the New Testament. But the entire biblical revelation is based on the miraculous, or you might say based on the supernatural. You cannot approach the Bible as a myth. Many people will call it mythology. That's the wrong term. Mythology is Zeus and Jupiter and Apollo, people without ethics or anything resembling the message of Christ in the Gospels. That's mythology. It's quite different from that, although people call the Bible mythology. I think it's an incorrect word. The Bible does, if you're going to approach the Bible, you have to approach it with the idea of the intervention of the supernatural or the miraculous. For example, the birth of Christ as a virgin birth is a miraculous event. His talking in the temple at the age of 12 is a miraculous event. There are many miracles in the New Testament. Of course, Jesus being born of a virgin is a miraculous event. Most of all, the grand miracle of his resurrection is the most significant miraculous event. We kind of ignore these and only take up what Jesus says in his moral vision, which is significant. But his moral vision is not his claim to be God, his claim to be divine. He, in many instances, performed miracles as proof of his divine character. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He cleansed lepers. He did many miracles. He changed water into wine at Cana in Galilee. He cured many people of illnesses. The Gospels are replete and full of the miracles of Christ, and these miracles are a testimony, an indication of his divine character, that he is God. Basically, the claim of Jesus is not merely to be a nice person, not to be a good person, although he's all of those things. That is not his claim. He claims he made the outrageous, unbelievable claim to be God, which is why we connect him with these miracles, which is why he did them, because he wished to have proof, give proof to the world that he came from God, that he was divine. Of course, the grand miracle is, in fact, the resurrection, in which he rises from the dead and ascends into heaven. You don't have to believe these things. You can ignore them. But they are the content of the biblical revelation. They are the essential context. And you cannot ignore them for sayings. You cannot ignore them for the Beatitudes, in which he says the poor are blessed, or the merciful are to obtain mercy, whatever, or the anger is the same as murder, and lust the same as adultery. These things may be true, but his moral vision may be very great and very significant. But he's a moral vision, and who he is as a person is based on his divine claim, and that divine claim can only be found in the many miracles ascribed to him. I really think, ladies and gentlemen, this is a brief summary of my point here, that the miraculous, the vision, and miracles. There's a very good book by C.S. Lewis entitled Miracles, by the way, that you might look into. But more important, you have to understand that without miracles, Jesus is not God. He is not Jesus. He is not Christ. He is just a person. If you want to think, you want to believe that he's just a person, that's fine. But that's not his claim in these miracles. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I am God. Take it or leave it. Many people reject that claim. They're not happy with it. It's too exclusive. It's too demanding. It's two, two, two. But unfortunately, it is his claim. That claim is a scandal to the world. There are many in the world who cannot accept it, who will not accept it, who find it an annoyance, and who it provokes anger in their breasts. It provokes anger because it is the most outrageous claim that anybody in this world has ever made that could be God Almighty as a human being. By the way, that is another most essential miraculous claim, that Jesus came down from heaven and became a human being. He became a person. This person who claims to be God, in the incarnation, he took on personhood, which is another miraculous claim and event. I'll have to go through this again, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night with more review of the many miracles. But it's another example of the miracle of the loaves and fishes, where the disciples are able to obtain huge amounts of food, loaves and fishes, for a crowd when they didn't have them at the beginning. And they obtained them from the fishes, their catch from the Sea of Galilee. I'm going to go through these miracles tomorrow night and give you an indication as to the claim of Jesus in this respect, which cannot be ignored. It's a divine claim. It's a claim that he is God. It is an uncomfortable claim, because for any person that claims to be God, there's two options. He is either crazy, demented, or in fact is telling the truth. That's the issue. I think he's telling the truth, and that has been the experience of the world for many thousands of years, that this claim has been regarded and accepted as true. I'm going to talk more about miracles tomorrow night. In the meantime, I'm closing with the statement that the miracles of Jesus are the miracles of God, and take it or leave it. And you can leave it, but if you leave it, you leave Jesus behind and end up with nothing. All right, thanks very much. I've enjoyed talking.